Hello.
Hey, Lakshman.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Sorry, you're playing phone tag.
I know. It's my phone, I think. Still trying to fix it.
That's okay.
So, I sent you an email this morning. Did you get that link?
I did, but I'm trying to do that. I'm able to log into the bank account directly, but when I try to use MicroBuilt, it keeps saying that the information entered is incorrect, but I'm able to log into the bank account on my own.
Oh, okay. So you're not able
See,
to
on
do
the
it?
First page, on the first page, it's asking for the social security number, the name and everything, which it accepted it. Then it takes you to the second page where it asks you for the individual business account info. It's asking you for the user ID, the password, and the organization ID. And I'm typing it in, and it's not going through.
Okay. They might have to reset it and send you a new link, so let me get that over them. So the good news is they waived that site visit for us.
I sent the pictures. I sent the pictures on
yes.
Friday.
Well, I sent those over to them, so they took those instead, which is good.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. So they just need to do this link, and then they're going to call you, and then I think they're just waiting for someone to call back from the your leasing company. They left a message. So that's it, looks like. So it's just not allowing you to log in.
No, it's allowing me to, the link, see, I don't know how many pages this link that you sent me. On the first page, it's asking me for my individual information, my social and everything. Then it asks you to accept all the terms and conditions, which I did. Then it takes you to the second page where it's asking you for the company, the bank account login details, and it's not accepting it. But when I log in into the bank directly, it's taking it. Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
And it says that if you try to attempt more than three times, it'll lock you out. So I don't want to mess around with that.
Okay, so let me send this information over to them, and then they'll probably give you a new link, and I'll just email that over to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you when did you leave a message with the leasing agent, and how do we stand? Do you think it's going to happen today, or it's a long shot today too?
No, they're trying to get it done today. So that's why they just need that person to call them back. Let me find out. I'll ask them when they left the message as well. And so when I email you, I'll have that information on there.
Okay. So now what do I do with this? Because I still have that screen open. Should I even attempt, or should I just leave it alone till you get back to me?
Yeah, just leave it for right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if they can send you a new link.
Okay, no problem. I'll leave it alone and explain to them saying that, look, when I log in directly into the banking site, it goes through without a problem.
Okay.
And the one that I'm using is the Santander Bank US Business Login.
Yeah, that's what it should be for. Okay. Okay, let me send this over to them right now.
Hold on, let me try something here.
Okay.
I'm on the first page. It's got my first name, last name, the social, the Santander Bank, the routing number, account type. Both the boxes are check marked. Then I'm saying terms and conditions. Then it says go to the next page. Okay, then it's asking me for the user ID. Okay. Okay, it's asking me for the password. It's asking me for the organization ID. Okay, let's try this. Okay, I'm able to see all three. It is right. It's case sensitive. It's got the right capitals, right. Everything is there. Let's see what happens now. It says information entered is incorrect. Please try again.
Okay.
Something is not right.
Okay. That's all right.
Okay.
I'll send you a new link.
And, yeah, just send me a new link because this is definitely not working for sure.
Okay.
Because I don't want to do this one more time and then find out that there is a problem.
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
Okay.
I should have that over to you shortly.
Okay. And okay. Let me see if I can get you. Whom do you need to speak to at the real estate leasing company?
Anyone that can just verify that the lease is in good standing.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see if I can get somebody there. There should be somebody.
And if they want to call back, I can probably get a phone number if they want to just call somebody back, or if you have a direct phone number of someone we can call.
No, I have the same number that you have. So, you know, it's a big company. You know, they're not somebody small. They have like almost like 80, 90 people working there. And they run like, you know, like 40, 50 buildings in the tri-state area. They're not they're not a small company, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the building I'm in, these guys paid $120 million for it, and they paid for it in cash, which is downright scary, considering that, you know, like, they didn't even finance the whole thing. They just said, we'll just buy it outright. And they bought them outright, which is, it got mentioned in every real estate newspaper that you could think of over here.
Wow.
Okay, let me call and see if I can get or give me a number. What's the number you want them to call you? I can have them call you back if that helps in any way.
I'll send it in the email because I have to get that person's contact info.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find somebody there. Okay.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
Okay, perfect. Bye. Thank you.